What's up, Radiant Icons, and welcome back to Dare to Be Iconic, the podcast made for icons who are daring to be themselves. I'm your host, Amanda Policelli, and for today's Tea Time Sesh, we are spilling the tea on freedom and sexiness because freedom looks sexy in the year of 2026. And how are we doing that, Radiant Icons? Well, I am so glad you asked. We are designing a life that actually serves us. So this is about building habits. This is about designing your energy. This is about living intentionally because you know I love me some intentional living so that you can truly design a life that feels aligned, magnetic, and unapologetically you. So by the end of today's Tea Time Sesh, you will have a simple four-step framework to start designing the life that actually serves you this year, that is filled with freedom and sexiness. And I am so excited to dive into it, Radiant Icons. But before we get into that, make sure to connect with me on socials, on Instagram and TikTok. It's at Amanda Policelli _ and at Dare to Be Iconic _. And if you're on LinkedIn, Radiant Icons, you already know what I'm going to say. Make sure to connect with me on there. It's Amanda Policelli. All of my show notes are linked in the description below. And speaking of show notes, Radiant Icons, I mean, we can't talk about freedom looking sexy without talking about the Sexy 27 sale. That Sexy 27 sale is still valid as of right now. I don't know when I'm going to end it, but I think it's going to be soon. So make sure to grab that exclusive bundle deal offer, which is one copy of our breakup journal, Breakup with the Past, Fall in Love with the Future, and one piece from the Radiant Rain collection of your choosing for an exclusive bundle deal price that you cannot find anywhere else. All that information for the Sexy 27 sale can also be found in my show notes. All right, Radiant Icons, that's enough chit-chatting. Let's get to the piping hot tea because I know that's what you're here for, and I am going to deliver like I always do for you. Man, I just love spilling the tea about my life on here. But anyway, let's get to that Tea Time Sesh, shall we, Radiant Icons? Are you ready? Because your Tea Time Sesh is starting now. I do not think it is a secret to anyone who listens to this podcast or follows me on social media that this chapter of my life is dedicated to reclaiming and figuring out what sexiness and freedom mean to me. And well, while I've been on this journey of figuring out what both of those words, those intentions mean to me in my life, I have created this four-step framework that allows you to dive into that sexy freedom. So let's get into step number one. You need to own your sexy. Sexiness is an energy that you possess that is unleashed once you embrace the freedom that you have. Freedom starts with this clarity about what you want and who you are. You just have to be willing to listen, Radiant Icons, to your body, your intuition, to those parts of you that have been quiet for too long. So, for instance, in this chapter of my life where I am owning my sexy, right? I am owning my freedom. I am learning how to reclaim it for myself. I grew up learning that sexiness was something to be tucked away, hidden, or only unlocked for the pleasure of a man. That being sexy for myself, being desirable for myself, was something that was dirty, that it was a sin, it was a risk, right? It was something that wasn't encouraged. So I had no idea what the hell sexy meant to me until I made that intentional choice last year before my birthday to dedicate this chapter of my life, chapter 27, to figuring out what sexy means to me. And I crafted my own personal definition of sexy, which is, if you guys don't remember, is embracing all parts of becoming, because every version of Amanda, whether she went through some really hard shit or she went through some really great shit, all versions of me were necessary to become the version of Amanda that I am right now, that is giving myself permission, giving myself that freedom to explore my sensuality, to explore my sexiness, to explore my voice and my body and my choices when it comes to that intention of sexiness. And maybe when I think of sexiness, it's a little bit daunting because of something I'm currently working through. Like, I am in therapy right now, working through a sequence of traumatic events that has happened to me. And sexiness and freedom are so tangled together for me. Like, it's hard to explain without going into the details, but for me, it's a very personal journey that is very difficult because I don't know how to own my sexy. I don't know how to be free. Sorry, Radiant Icons, I didn't think I was gonna get emotional. It is a hard journey owning your sexy when all you have been taught is fear and survival when it comes to those two distinct words. It's hard to own your femininity, to own that freedom of expression with your voice and your body when all you've been taught is that it is a sin, that it is dirty, and it is a risk, especially paired with trauma that kind of fucks up your brain, if I'm being honest. So when it comes to this step of owning your sexy, right, that mindset and identity, I challenge you to write one core belief that will guide you in this sexy freedom journey. And mine is that freedom to me means giving myself permission to be sexy in the way that is true to me. I can apply that in so many areas of my life, not just through the hard shit that I'm dealing with right now. I can apply that to everything. How do I possess this energy that is within me? How do I unleash it, right? It starts with allowing myself to reclaim this narrative and break free from the expectations that have been put upon me since I was a young girl, right? Like, it's breaking these trauma cycles. It's breaking these societal norms. It's breaking what everyone expects me to be and just be me. Just own my sexy. I really didn't think I was gonna get emotional, but you know what? Fuck it. It's sexy being emotional. It's sexy owning your emotions. It's sexy just being you, right? I mean, that's the whole concept of Dare to Be Iconic. You need to dare to be yourself. How can I dare to be sexy if I don't lean into what makes me so magical and powerful? Me leaning into my emotions is pretty fucking sexy. And it's freeing. It's freeing to own the bad shit that has happened to me and reclaiming it for myself, taking my power back. So yeah, that's my one core belief that I am leaning into. And I challenge you to do the same, Radiant Icons, when it comes to this step. Step number two, Radiant Icons, I promise you I will not be getting emotional, is about habits and daily rituals. You need to build your sexy energy. Your routines shape your identity, Radiant Icons, okay? Freedom plus sexy equals habits that serve, not drain you. Remember last week how we spoke about protecting our peace and how we really have to audit our energy and see what not only we do and do not tolerate, but we need to see what drains us and how we can remove it from our lives. And so building our sexy energy goes hand in hand with that. I mean, honestly, step two and three, again, they're a little 1-2 for you, but I won't get ahead of myself. So building your sexy energy, Radiant Icons, I need you, I challenge you to pick one daily ritual that makes you feel alive, magnetic, or grounded. So that can be some morning movement, right? It can be a stretch. It can be a hot girl walk. It can be yoga. It can be Pilates. It could be dancing. I mean, it doesn't even have to be in the morning, right? It could be whenever feels right for you to move your body. You just need to move your body. Movement is so essential when it comes to building that sexy energy because you are getting in tune with your body and falling in love with the way that it moves, figuring out what feels comfortable, what doesn't feel comfortable for you. Feeling safe in your body is essential when you are building this sexy energy. And honestly, Radiant Icons, I know that is hard because our bodies hold and store so much trauma, right? No matter what type of trauma you went through, our bodies hold it. So figuring out a way to release that trauma physically allows you to build that sexy energy that you possess in the inside. Again, it's only unleashed when you allow yourself to be free. So allow yourself to be free through movement. Another thing that you can do is some power journaling. You know, I'm gonna drop in our breakup journal because I think that is one of the best journals on the market. I mean, I may be biased, but I know it's true. Our breakup journal allows you to break up with your past, break up from that past version of you, from that trauma that you still hold on to, so that you can fall in love with the future, with the life that you are designing that serves you. So I'm gonna recommend the Break Up With The Past, Fall In Love With The Future journal that you can get in the show notes. But anyway, if you feel like writing is therapeutic for you, it is a cathartic experience, then I recommend journaling as your daily ritual to build up that sexy energy. And lastly, and I am guilty of this, Radiant Icons. I mean, I'm guilty of all these things because all these things help me build my sexy energy when I'm not feeling so sexy, right? It's creating a signature outfit, a lip combo or scent that makes you feel unstoppable. As you know, Radiant Icons, it's me and my lip combo against the world. When I put on this lip, I feel so sexy. I know I look hot. I know I am that bitch. When I have this lip combo on, I'm like, damn, I am that girl, right? Even if I don't feel like it. When I smell good, right? When I use my signature scent of That Sinful and That Girl Viral Vanilla from Oaksha, that allows me to build that sexy energy because, again, I just feel unstoppable. So pick one daily ritual that makes you feel alive, that makes you feel magnetic, or makes you feel grounded. Sexy energy is a habit, not a permission slip, Radiant Icons, okay? So create those habits for you that allow you to build your sexy energy. And go back to step number one, it allows you to own your sexy. And building off of step two, Radiant Icons, step three focuses on relationships and energy. You have to curate who gets access to you as you are owning your sexy, as you are building your sexy energy, because not everyone gets access to this version of you, to this life that you are designing that feels so magnetic. Not everyone gets access to that. Okay, it's an honor and privilege for someone to get to know you and for someone to have that access of your sexiness and freedom. So what are we gonna do? We need to now look at our relationships and energy. We have to curate who gets access to us. You have to be selective and sexy with who gets your time and energy. True freedom comes from this freedom from toxic energy. And sexiness equals, right, if we're doing a little math equation, sexiness equals being magnetic to the right people, and you're repelling the wrong ones. You don't need any toxic energy as you are designing this life for you that is so intentionally created to the path that you are going down. Last week, we looked at who and what drains us, right? Who and what does not serve us. This week, we're taking it a step further. I want you to look at who and what energizes you. Once you have selected on who or what energizes you, I want you to dive into that deeper. I want you to spend more time with those people who energize you. I want you to spend more time doing the things that energize you. I want you to do the things that you know give you true freedom. Because that is sexy freedom, Radiant Icons. You cannot be free and sexy if your energy is being borrowed by people who don't value it. So now that you have curated what your life looks like without those distractions, without those people who just drain you, it's time to pour into the people or situations that energize you, that allows you to keep on creating this sexy energy. Last but not least, Radiant Icons, we have made it to step four. And step four, I am not gonna lie, it's my favorite step in this four-step framework. It has been so transformative and vital to me on this journey of reclaiming my sexiness and my freedom. Because when I think of sexy freedom, I think of thriving and I think about joy in action. And for the longest time, I think honestly, my whole life, I have never let myself truly be free. I've never truly let myself thrive when it comes to sexiness. I've never let myself be free to explore my sexiness, right? I've never allowed myself to truly thrive in this joy in action that comes with being sexy. As you guys know, as I mentioned earlier in today's tea time sesh, sexiness to me was something that I've always been taught could not be desirable for myself. It always has to be for the pleasure of a man, right? Being sexy for myself was something that was dirty. It was a risk. It was a sin. And maybe that's because of my Catholic upbringing. Maybe it's because of the traumatic events that have happened to me. Maybe it's a combo of that. It probably is. And that has really stalled me on this journey of allowing myself to thrive in owning my sexy and being free in it, point blank and period. It really has been a big roadblock and obstacle for me. When I think about taking my power back and reclaiming my narrative and redefining sexiness for me and freedom for me, I think about play being the ultimate power move. I think about me being playful and me having purpose with being playful, right? Or being intentional, maybe that's a better word for it, with this play aspect of sexiness is really the biggest FU to the person that has caused me trauma in my life when it comes to that area. You know what I mean? And so for me, creating a life that feels good comes down to picking one thing a week that makes me feel alive and free. And that is my challenge for you, Radiant Icons. And when it comes to picking one thing for you, it could be a dance class. I don't think it's a secret. We all know I love me heels dancing. It's really has been so instrumental in my healing journey, and really has allowed me to be connected back to myself again in my body. But, you know, it could be a dance class. It doesn't have to be heels dance, even though I recommend it to everyone. It could be a creative project that you have been itching to start, right? It could be a spontaneous adventure. It could be a luxurious self-care ritual, whatever it is that makes you feel alive and free, Radiant Icons. Think about it as a little solo date, right? Making designated time for yourself to be alive and free and picking something that actually truly does feed your soul and make it something that is a constant thing in your schedule. For me, I know every Wednesday I'm going to that damn heels class. I'm going for 2 hours and I'm gonna, you know, my knees may be bruised, my body may be hurting, but you know what? My soul feels good. And that's what I want for you, Radiant Icons. Okay, Radiant Icons, I'm going to let you in on a little secret. As you know, we are in our Radiant Rain era. And for me in this era, I've been finding little things that make me feel powerful, that make me feel sexy, that make me feel unapologetically me. And one of those is my iconic signature scent. I have crafted mine with Oaksha. I do Sinful layered with That Girl Vanilla, and it is delectable, it is sinful, and it is sexy, if I say so myself. Every spritz just feels like confidence bottled up. It is my reminder that I am evolving for myself, not anyone's dusty ass son. And you can have that too, Radiant Icons. Make sure to build your own fragrance through Oaksha. Use the discount code linked in the show notes below to save yourself some cash, because icons do not follow trends. We set the standard. Oh my goodness, Radiant Icons. Time really does fly when you are having fun. And I was having so much fun for today's tea time sesh. But anyway, if you enjoyed today's episode, make sure to subscribe, to leave a rating, a review, to tell your friends about us, to tell everyone and anyone, Radiant Icons, because you know we love what? More Radiant Icons in our iconic community of ours. I truly cannot wait, Radiant Icons, to see all the habits and rituals that you are creating and choosing for yourself that represent your sexy freedom. So make sure to share it on socials, whether it's TikTok, Instagram, LinkedIn, wherever it is. Make sure to tag Dare to Be Iconic and myself, because we want to see it, okay? We love this sexy freedom journey in 2026, and I want to cheer you on because you are just iconic like that. Let's spill the tea about what to expect next week. Next week is an episode rewind, our first episode rewind of 2026. It is one of my favorite episodes from 2025, very early on in 2025. It's about reclaiming your narrative, something we spoke about a lot in today's tea time sesh, and it is something that we will be speaking a lot about in February. I'm scared for February because it is a very personal month for me, but before we dive into that vulnerability that I will be sharing about for the first time ever, anywhere publicly, we are bringing it back to the foundation of Dare to Be Iconic, which is reclaiming your narrative or rewriting it. And I am so excited to do a little episode rewind for you guys in 2026. But anyway, I love you guys so much. Thank you for listening. Thank you for being here. And I can't wait for next week. So I'll chat with you then. Remember, Radiant Icons, dare to be iconic. Bye.